I truly believe that successful and deeply executed and well-executed fundraisers happen in sprints. They very rarely happen through sort of random process. Every fundraise I've done, whether it was my Series C, my Series B, I have sat down and I said, over the next 16 weeks, I'm going to develop the best story I can develop. I'm going to put together the best data room I can possibly work through. I'm going to practice this pitch backwards, forwards, and sideways. I'm going to work through every question that someone could ask me that we could possibly think of and work through every answer. And that process alone, that prep process alone takes me about 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. The thing about having a 4 week lead up process is you don't walk into your meetings sort of going like, oh God, what question am I going to be asked today? Or, you know, what are the detractors going to offer up? You've thought about it. I often will sit down with my existing investors and say, what is every shitty question your partners have asked you about my business? I make sure that I understand what every detractor thinks about the business because then I'm prepared for it. And here's the other thing. I want everybody who meets me, whether they invest in my business or not, my fundraisers are also a cheerleading process. Even if a fund is going to pass, even if an individual investor is going to pass, I want them to walk away from our conversations feeling three things. One, Suna is undeniably going to win. And this might not be right for me, but I understand why this founder is the right person to go build this company. And I'm excited to see their success. Two, I wonder if there's anything else I can do for them. If we've built a good relationship with another human being, this is a human business. Yes, it's a technology industry, but it's a human business. They're going to introduce me to great employees, great partners, great vendors, people that I can work with. And three, I always want them to be kicking themselves, to be thinking about Suna for the rest of their career as the one that got away. Getting through that prep process that then positions me to go do a deep fundraise. And so when it's time to fundraise, then really be fundraising. It's RBF for me, really be fundraising and nothing else. And that fundraise typically happens on a 12-week timeline. That's the goal I typically set myself. I want to go from first meetings about our current opportunity to invest in our business to term sheet close, sign, going through diligence and deal close in 12 weeks. That's the process. That's how I set it up. But if I do that, I cancel every other meeting, cancel every other opportunity, cancel every other obligation. If you have a tight process, you're going to set yourself up for term sheets. You're also going to set yourself up for a lot of chatter about your company and a lot of people who feel really good things about your business, even if they're not on your cap table. You would not believe the dividends that that will pay off for you over the history of your organization. I've successfully raised every single time through that diligent process.